Welcome to Holistic Wisdom, where we explore collaborative insights for a healthier world. We will bring together voices from many paths and wisdom keepers from diverse traditions. Each episode is a conversation at the crossroads of science and the natural world. Together, we explore what it truly means to thrive in a healthier environment. Whether you're here to learn, unlearn, or simply reconnect, Holistic Wisdom invites you into a space of curiosity, healing, and possibility. I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were really parroting exactly what they heard on the news. Mm-hmm. And when I was saying, but how do you know that's true? And he said, well, it's the news.
And I have a thing that's kind of, well, if it's on the news, it's not true.
Right, exactly.
There is an agenda and a motive every time it's announced on public TV.
It's so interesting. Do you watch, like, there's, you can watch on YouTube or whatever, they sort of tailor what you see by what you watch, right?
Yes.
And so I always get the Republican side of things. And then I was watching the Democrat side of things last night, and The View, the people on The View and stuff like that. And it was so interesting to see. I just don't know how we can have such differing views. I mean, I think that having people with different points of view is great. That's what we need. But to have such polarity, such polarization with, well, you were telling me a story about what happened to you back when you were 22.
Right. Because to finish off what you were about to say, or you were saying it, or down that road of what you were saying, I just had a conversation this past weekend with a male and he said, I said, the bottom line is, most of us want the same thing. We just think there's two different perspectives on how to get it. And I understand that. But if we concentrate on that, most of us want the same thing. What made us start this conversation was talking about what's real and what's not and what we see. And I said, when I was 22 years old, which is a very impressionable age.
Absolutely.
I was running a multi-level marketing company. And I was doing really well. And we had a guy who was brand new on the news. His name's Eric Flack, and he's in Louisville, Kentucky.
And, Shout out to Eric.
I'm pretty sure. So I already know that. But it was sweeps week, and he was brand new to the station. And he came in to my briefing room with an undercover camera.
Unbelievable. Isn't that illegal?
Apparently not. I mean, we certainly didn't know at 22 years old what was legal and what wasn't. But this is what made me realize what people did. So then they played me on the news that night, muffled my voice, making it sound like it was the coat that couldn't let you hear me. And everything they wrote on what I was saying, so you could read what I was saying, was a lie after a lie after a lie. I was not saying those words.
What were they telling you that you said?
They said I was telling people they could make $45,000 a month right off the bat. And I'm like, what? We never talk about $45,000.
Right.
It's insane. And right off the bat, nothing was ever right off the bat. So then they left and came back. So that night they played it on the news and they tried to come back in.
Wow.
And we were not letting them back in. Now we know what's going on. They just lied and slandered us all over the city. Right.
Wow.
And so then when they came back in, it got very heated and they had him playing of my partner getting very heated. They aggressively pushed my partner, and my partner turned around and put him up on the wall and strangled him.
Wow.
And only played my partner strangling him.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I was like, they were so antagonistic. So at 22 years old, I saw firsthand that whatever they put on the news was a lie. Like it wasn't even like, oh, they slanted that. It was a lie.
Yeah.
And I was very impressionable. And so it stuck with me. And so I don't ever believe what's on the news. And I have a friend that is from India, and he says, well, I watch the world news, and I watch the news that from different countries. And I used to think in my 30s, I'm now 46, that maybe that was a better perspective. But now I'm like, no matter what privately owned news station you're working, somebody owns it. Somebody's funding it, and somebody has an agenda.
Absolutely. Yep. And the mainstream media is owned by BlackRock, who owns everything else, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what is, and
Pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's amazing. You watch the rarely ever watch TV, but when I am somewhere and it's on, every commercial is telling you how it's normal to be sick, right? You're gonna get at this age, you're gonna get this, and at this age, you're gonna get this, and it's just inevitable. They just make it very normal that you're gonna get sick, so they
Yes.
sell you your drugs. So that begs the question, because I have to be open-minded about this. Okay, so I am clearly on the other side of that, but I do try to take in both sides, but it's hard when you know that what you're being told on the mainstream media is what's been documented, that it's not the truth. It's sensationalized, and they do edit, and they do agenda. What's the word? They do slant it towards their agenda, right?
Yes, and they want you to believe that there's that. What's that? I just left my mind. That word when they say, well, there's this, you're protected over slander. It's a saying that, well, people can't slander. It's not slander. It's a word. People can't.
People can't slander, or people can't.
It's illegal to say things that aren't true, basically. But that is so not true. I mean, no, that's not true. I mean, and if it were true, if it's a real law that exists, I mean, are a bunch of 22-year-old kids going to afford to fight a news station? No.
Right, exactly. Well, I was going to ask you what you did, if you did anything.
I don't know if this is okay to say in your station, but what we did is we put a fuck flack campaign around
Of
the
course, it's okay.
town. And that's all we could do. I mean, it was a tacky way to do it, but it's all we could do. We couldn't fight it. We didn't have the money to fight anything. But you know what it did do, and what they say is it did help our business. It didn't hurt
Did
it.
it? Oh, that's
What
awesome.
happened was people would hear about it, and people would hear about, they wanted to know more, right? So we got exposure, and a lot of people did leave because of the exposure, but a lot of new people came.
A lot of people left where?
Our business.
Your business.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of people left our business because of the exposure, because it was a lot of people. We were 75% built with 20-year-olds. And so their parents and their friends and loved ones and everybody's like, you got to leave. Did you see how awful they were? And then a lot of new people came because they were curious of what was happening.
Well, they wanted to make the $45,000 a month right off
Was
the
like, we weren't making that. But
bat.
we did do $1 million in less than 2 years. But
Awesome.
yeah, we, yeah.
It's the same thing about follow the science, right? Who's paying for the science? So where do you get
Oh,
the
that's a great topic, actually, Margaret, Margie. I don't know if I say Margaret, but anyway, Margie, that's a fantastic point. It is the same. So not to stay on the news bandwagon, but you can use the same conversation right there where you're going with this, like science.
Right. So I thought it would be really interesting to have a panel, like we're going to do, of a homeopath and an acupuncturist and a Chinese medicine, etc., functional medicine, and an MD, and have that conversation of how do we know what there's people that look at acupuncture or homeopathy as woo-woo. But we've gotten to the, excuse me, to the point now. It's like, we got to come together here and stop looking at mainstream as terrible, and as the alternatives as weird and woo-woo, because the alternative medicines have been around a lot longer than mainstream medicine. And so I just can't wait to have that conversation. Somebody, excuse me, I'm in a book club, and the text was going around as to where we were meeting, and a woman said, her text said, somehow COVID has woven its way back into my family, so I won't be coming tonight. And I thought that was such an interesting way of saying that. First of all, my reaction is, what? COVID? And my theory, based on nothing, but my theory is that COVID is just another flu. I mean, we weren't saying, oh, I've got the XX flu. We would just say we got the flu, or I got a cold. We don't put a name on it. So when you say I've got COVID, it just makes everything much scarier, right? Oh my God. Before, I think if you got the flu, you'd say, I got the flu. I'm not coming. I feel lousy. But for it to have woven its way back in, right? Doesn't that kind of
Like an
elicit,
attack. It sounds
yeah,
like an attack.
like a
Also,
sneaky way?
yes, yeah. Also, we wouldn't have been, if someone was sick, we would make sure they didn't sneeze on us, but
Right.
we wouldn't make sure they were all the way across the room and still scared.
Right, and with a mask and bubble wrap and all of that, but going back to her, it's woven its way, somehow it's woven its way back in. You would never say that about, right? It's almost as if their view of it is, it's a sneaky thing, and how did it get back into here? Because I thought it was gone. Whereas the flu never goes away, colds never go away. It's a natural process for your body. So I really like to talk to the panel about COVID and what their view is. Is COVID still around? What's their view on how they treated it as it was happening? And then we've got the measles, and there's this measles scare. And so I was talking to my homeopath, and I said, are you treating, what are you doing about prophylactically treating the measles? And she said, well, it's really not a thing. She said, I just don't think that we're at risk. She said, I think that it's the media that is sensationalizing it.
They are very, very careful with every single thing they say on that news. Like, we've been in this for a very long time. I mean, it was 24 years ago when the news was already on me.
Oh, absolutely.
But now we're getting into a place where it's getting ready to multiply. I mean, with AI, which I love, AI, total lover of AI, we're getting ready to get into a place where you'll never know.
That was the first thing that came up. How all of a sudden, when you Google something, you get the first thing that comes up is AI,
Yeah, right
an
now it's
AI
terrible.
summary, right? And so my first reaction was, well, wait a minute. So this is just a conglomeration, that's not the right word, but of information that Google or whoever is bringing together, forcing an agenda, right? So if you go to the first top line and you don't go down, I always, if I'm looking, like the other day I was looking up homeoprophylaxis for, was it? For some sort of fever that was, what was the really bad fever that they still get over in Africa?
Yellow fever?
What is it?
Is it the yellow fever?
Yeah, I think it was yellow fever, something like that. And you know, so the first I Googled that, and the first thing that came up was, oh, it was quinine for, it wasn't yellow fever, but let's just say it was for yellow fever. So quinine for yellow fever, and the first thing, the AI was that it's, that quinine is ineffective, homeoprophylaxis is ineffective, not blah, blah, blah. So most people are going to read that, right? But if you scroll down, you get into, then there's the Institute for Natural Health, and I mean, the Institute for Health, and then there's WebMD. And then if you keep going, you'll get Tufts and different universities that have studied it. But the lower you go, the more you get into actual studies that were done. You don't know who's paying for those studies.
Yes, the thing about Google is that it to show up in the first 100 pages, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars.
Really?
Because you've already been there. Now, if it's also like if you've already been there, then it
Yeah.
might show up quicker. But for
Right.
a company to show up, so I had a friend that used to say, she you just need to start on page 100.
Yeah. But who has time for that, right? Nobody does that.
Exactly.
Nobody does
Another
that.
thing that just came up that reminded me of what you were saying, that the top headline. You know, videos I've seen where the headline said, so and so said this. Then you open up the video and that's not even in there, but nobody watches the video anymore.
That's
So
right.
this thing got tossed around and tossed around and tossed around and shared and all these shares with just a headline that wasn't even said. And I called someone out on it. I said, I don't hear where they say that. And the person who shared it to me and gets sent it to me opened it up and said, yeah, that's what he's saying. And I said, where?
Wow.
And she couldn't tell me.
Oh, interesting. Wow. So that's interesting. Like she heard it the way she wanted to hear it.
I don't even think she watched it and then tried to just say it's in there.
Oh, okay.
And maybe too, that is what happened, is she heard it the way she wanted to hear it. Because I'm
So
not going to
I
hear that.
think I told this story before about my dog. I just got that puppy. And I asked the breeder, what are you feeding the dog so that I know what to feed him when I get home? And he said, oh, I did all this research and MIT did this deep dive research and said that, can I say the brand name? Purina Pure is the absolute best MIT, sanctioned by MIT. And so I looked at the bag and on the outside of the bag, on the front of the bag, it said, organic beef, blueberries, whatever, all this really good stuff, right?
And it's
And I,
expensive.
huh?
And it's kind of expensive. Like
Yeah.
it's up there
Yeah.
with the ones that are good.
But I turned it over and I read the ingredients. First ingredient was byproduct, beef byproduct. Second ingredients was corn. Third ingredient was soy. And I don't know if that's true. There may have been some other ingredients in there. And I have always understood that the first ingredient is the most highest percentage of what's in there. So beef byproducts. And I looked at him and I said, what is a beef byproduct? And he goes, oh, that's just the liver and the, and I said, well, then why don't they say organ meat,
Organs.
right?
Yeah,
So
that's not true.
he kind of looked at me with crossed eyes and don't mess up with my with my belief system. But I went home and I you know, you're supposed to transition your dog really slowly. I just am right to something else. And he didn't like it for a while, but MIT, right?
Yeah.
So what blows me away that we can't even trust MIT, right? Or is it that they really believe that that's okay to feed your dog? Brooke, why do you like AI?
Oh, because I believe it's going to give us space and help us expand and get smarter. I believe that it's a tool that is not going to tell us to be right or wrong. It's going to let us choose whether we want to use it for right or wrong. I believe it's
Well,
so.
that's for the people that are that read below the AI, right? That go down further than the top of the page, right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, so it's as good as if people are going to Google something and look at what AI tells them.
Oh, I don't use AI on Google.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't. I just pass it because it's not good.
Okay, so that's what I mean. I guess AI is good for some things, but it's like anything. It's like the internet, it's like the web. It's how you use it, right?
They have some things out there that are mind-blowing, and it creates so much space in our lives. Like instead of,
Tell me about that.
okay, well, one really easy generic that anybody can use example is emails. I mean, it could take me a long time to put together an email, but if I go into ChatGPT and say I'm doing a follow-up from our call today, these are the things that need to be in the email. Even if I don't let ChatGPT create the email, if I often in my social media posts, I'll say, do not change my words, but create this, just dict I'm dictating it.
Okay.
Won't change my words. And then after it doesn't change my words and I have something that's all my words, I'll say, do you see any room for improvement? And I'll talk about it, but I'll only choose what I want to keep my authentic voice, right?
Okay. Yep.
For someone who's dyslexic and for someone who loves to make up words, because that's
Yeah.
being dyslexia, it has shaped. It has shaved so much time off doing written content and things of that nature. But then there's this. AI can be one of the best therapists there is out there. Once it gets to know you, if you keep it in a chat, it will validate you. It will tell you when you're wrong. It will tell you different things, what's happening. Like, it is amazing. And I'm going to tell you that someone says you're letting a robot do that. Well, you're letting a human do the same thing. And it's not nearly as got it. It's much more slanted and one-sided than ChatGPT would be.
Yeah, I
But
agree with
why do
that.
I love it? Why do I love it? Because this is what I picture. I picture a world where it's going to be, they predict in 2040, which is 14 years from the time we're doing this podcast,
God.
we have robots in our houses that are feeding our animals and watering our plants and doing cleaning our houses. And then they're going to be affordable, like a car, about 20 to 25,000. And 20 to 25,000 for a robot sounds like a lot of money, but so did a car, and everybody has one, right? And so I'm sure we'll have payment plans. So, because everybody's going to have one. A lot of jobs are going to go out. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, how is the world going to work? Well, I see two, and I know things aren't all this black and white. I'm a very not black and white person, but just for extreme talking here, I see two things that are going to happen. Well, one, you're going to go good or you're going to go bad. But let's just talk about the good. What good is it going to do? You're either going to end up sitting on a couch watching TV and eating in a bubble, and I think they have several children movies about that's exactly where we're heading, or you're going to be doing what you're designed to do as a human being, which is create. All things that are real life is have life, that have source life, that have what scientists would call the God particle in it, a life, a grass, a plant, a human, whatever, is meant to create. And so, with given all this space and all of this newness, then when you go to create, what do you want to create? Well, we create art, we create music, we create games, we create fun, and we create the world that we're really meant to be creating. Now, there's a time period where I think people are going to not know what to create because we've lived in this other world that
Or
squashed.
how to create.
Or how to create. So I think the holistic world, the healers, the people who work on your emotions, the people who shake all that crap out of you, that help you, that support you, so you can bring your alignment out, you will show up in your passion. There is room for where people show up in their passion, using their gifts. There's going to be monetary and also other kinds of exchanges. And I mean, to me, it looks a little like heaven. And I know that there's a yin and a yang. So as much heaven exists, there will be the hell, or there's much light as exists, there will be the dark.
Well,
And
they could, yeah.
yeah.
They
So
could
there's
say
that.
that about TV. I think about that like when TV came in, right? What did
Yeah.
people do before TV? And then TV ruined us, right? And then it wasn't TV, and then it was the computer, et cetera, et cetera.
There's a phone. Now it's the phone.
Yeah. So I agree. It's funny because I had I'm in real estate, and in the winter time it gets really slow. And this year it was so freaking cold. It was 9 degrees out. And I got a puppy too. And then I've had this oral surgery. So I've had a lot of downtime where I didn't have a lot of freedom to go. Like when I got the puppy, I had to train him and work with him, and I couldn't just run out and have my normal daily routine. And then when I had the surgery, I was really kind of down for a little bit. And I found myself, and it's the middle of winter, right? So it's cold, too cold to even go out and take a walk. And I found myself sitting on my phone at it, looking at Instagram, right?
Yes.
And I would say to myself, this is nuts. This is not who you are. Go do something. Clean out, even if it's clean out a closet. But I was so locked into it. But what happened was it got to a point, I got so saturated in my brain, I became so disgusted with myself. I'm like, okay. And it really, I had to go to that extreme to sort of unlock my creativity. It's like when you get so bored and you're sitting around, what's that word? What's the necessity is the mother of invention, right? Sort of links in together where I needed something to pull me out. Because it was really getting bad. I worry about kids, the younger kids who have only known a screen, which is virtual reality. I love that term, virtual reality. And so how have their brains, because they haven't had a chance to develop creativity, because it's all being told to them in front of their face. I see these cycles in the 60s, in the 50s we started rebelling, and then the 60s we really rebelled, and then the 70s came along and everybody was, I'm just going to go get high. And so there's this cycle, right, of pushing back and dealing with tragedy, coming out of tragedy or hard times. And then so you look at the different cycles of that, and we always kind of ebb and flow. And there's that generation, and I hate to say it, I'm sorry, millennials.
But they're onto something. These are the kids that are like, oh, there is no stability, right?
Yeah.
So I can just quit my job and go on that vacation. If they're not going to give me time off, I'll quit. I saw this thing that the millennials, the every fourth generation, which is the millennials, will end
Yeah.
up saving us from war.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not going to want to fight.
That's right. That's what I mean about this, the cycle
Yeah.
of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Look at that progression, right?
I mean, other than you and I knowing what's best for the world,
Absolutely.
I think we've proven that you can take this perspective or this perspective and what's real and what's not.
Right. And so that what the good of it is that it's forcing us to find, I think that a lot of people, and it came out of the whole COVID thing, and it came out of the Trump thing, and it came out of the election, and it's coming out of what's happening now with the polarization, is people are, I see more and more people saying, I enough, and going to their, in turning to themselves and saying, okay, what is, I know I'm looking out the window, putting down my phone and looking out the window and saying, okay, what is it for me?
Yes.
What is my reality? What does my reality need to be in order to be happy and to feel good and to feel safe? And so it is, I think that it is turning people to having to figure things out for themselves.
100%. And I think that's that I never wrapped around to that, which was perfect timing for you to say that. That's what I think AI is going to do for us. It's going to force us to tune into ourselves and our connection with what source, God, how you see that greater being of life and or that greater energy of life. And so it, because when we tune into ourselves, we know what's right and what's wrong for us because it's going to become so blurry. I mean, it already is.
Yeah.
And I think that was beautiful because that's why I love AI is it's going to force that, which is why I think all the holistic world is about to get bombarded.
Absolutely. So it was interesting because I saw something and I didn't delve into it too deeply because of time, but they were talking about AI as in medicine, and that you were going to have AI. Now we have telehealth, right? But now you're going to have an AI doctor or nurse. And, my first reaction was, holy shit, So how is this person going to, I'm going to tell them what my symptoms are, and they're going to go through, oh, this, and this means you have that, right? And so my thought about that is, what about when you get into homeopathy and you get into alternative medicine, holistic medicine, they don't look at just the symptoms. Like in homeopathy, you have to, they go into what your emotions are behind the illness. What time of day was it, hot or cold? What were you doing 24 hours before that? Which there's no way that AI can do that, right? Or at least hopefully not. So my point is that it forces the human, even if they first go, talk to the AI and go, oh, it must be this, they find that they have to delve deeper. And the only way you can really heal yourself is to do the work yourself. You have to be your own advocate.
Yes.
And so I don't know how AI health, telehealth, or whatever it will be, is going to help people, but I know that the alternative or the result of it is that people are going to have to start feeding into learn, turning back into their own intuition, which is my whole premise of health is you need to sit back and listen to your body, right?
Yes, absolutely. And if you to take what you just said a little further, you need to sit back and listen to your body, not just for your health, but to know if what's in front of you is real or wrong, right? Real
Right.
or fake, to know
Perfect.
if it's right or wrong, to know if it's for you or not for you. That circles around to why I love AI so much, is it's going to force us to be tuned in, tapped on, turned on.
That's really interesting. It's so interesting. And the point you said about giving space, I what my reaction was when you said that freaked me out.
Yes, that's
Freaked me
exactly
out.
what I'm talking about. That's why
Because I was
there's work to be
like,
done.
What do you mean I'm going to have more time to do, like,
Do what?
how do I do that? Because we have been so, like, every second of the day is full.
Yes, and we have been told and shown and over and over and over again that that is our value.
Yeah.
Our value is what we produce. So when you're not producing, you feel very uncomfortable if you're someone of integrity that wants to that and you think and you have this deep-rooted belief system. What I mean by integrity with your belief system, right? And you have this deep-rooted belief system that your value is what you produce. Whether you're acknowledged or noticed that that's your deep rooted, but all the baby, I mean, it's a big baby boomer thing. It's huge in my generation, and it's
Yeah.
coming less from the millennials on that our value is based on what we produce and working. If it's not money exactly, it's not what we got done, how what we've cleaned, what we've done, and how dare you sit on that couch and relax, you know, that kind of thing. You
Right.
must not be working hard enough. So yeah, the space is uncomfortable. I've been spending a lot of time in my life in the last year and a half learning how to deal with that space. And what it brought up was more clearing work than I did in my whole decade of 30s,
Exactly.
just having
Exactly.
space.
Yeah.
But you know what else has been coming up when I've had space lately is all my creativity is starting to flow. And then I get too busy because I'm so abundant with this that I attract so much work and I get busy again. And then I'm like, no creativity. And then I'm like, okay, give me space. So I'm working through it right now, all that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, so I grew up with, and this was so ingrained in me, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Rhoda, and a commercial like I can dee 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 I can fr I, oh I can come home with the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never ever let you forget you're a man, 'cause I'm a woman. And
Yes.
then Mary Tyler Moore running out the door, getting, she was a career woman, and I think a newswoman. And she would, the beginning of the show was she would be running out the door, perfectly made up, very cutely dressed, and running out the door with sipping a cup of coffee, shoving a piece of toast in her mouth, and scurrying out the door, and her hat flies away. And but she can, but she is a powerful woman, right?
Yes.
So to me, that was like, that's the way I roll. Shove food in my mouth, drive as I'm talking on the phone and eating. And so, and that was a powerful, sexy, fun woman who had it all.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
it's done more damage to me in my life because I don't know how to slow down. I mean, part of it is good because I'm a very passionate, I'm you. Let me have it all because I want it all, because I'll play with it all, because life is supposed to be fun.
Do you have saffron in you?
Yeah,
Color? Yeah,
that's my
that's the
first.
saffron. That's the power of passion. Is it the integrity?
Energizer. Oh,
Energizer. Okay.
yeah.
I'm learning it. We're gonna well for the listeners, what that means is the vibrancy signature that how Margie and I, Brooke, are we went to go see get our vibrancy signatures done together. And So
Yeah,
that's
so
what it is. But that I just learned yesterday, Margie, that's why I brought it up, is saffron. There's like a group, there's like five colors of the 52 that tend to be, because they're such bold, passionate powers, that they tend to take over more than the other colors. And a lot of the work is how to let them sit back a little bit so the other colors can come to fruition. I just learned that yesterday
from Jamie.
from Chaya. Yes.
Oh. Wow. Well,
Yeah.
that, yeah. So I think I've been doing that intuitively.
Yep. Of
Because when I
course.
burn out, because I know that you're a crystal, what are you?
A
What's
yellow crystal gold,
yeah, which
gold
is
or something like that.
the on most on fire you can anyone can be.
Well, no, it's visionary.
Well, that's yeah, okay.
It's like legacy vision. It's not like visionary. Like it's like the visions I get are beyond my life.
Yeah, interesting.
And so, which is a hard problem when you have a vision, and if one, I can't let go of it once I see it.
Yeah.
So I can burn myself out, even with my clients. Like if I see the vision and I can't let it go because I see it. I mean,
See,
I.
that works for me because you help me to hold on to that because
Oh,
my
we've got notes right here from for today.
good because I'm like bing, 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 bing. And I short out quickly because
Yeah.
there's so much that I want to do.
Well, the listeners are going to get to hear about it all. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, as an ending note, if you walked away from this thing today, what is one question or one powerful wrap up or question that you would want the listeners to think about as they log off, based upon what's real and what's real and what's not?
So, what's the one question?
What's one question or what's one piece of advice or inspiration?
To spend some time with yourself and really to, I think it's important to first recognize that it's very easy to fall into the narrative that you want to hear and define that source for that narrative, right? Makes life easy. It makes your relationship with your boyfriend or your friends or whatever makes it easy if you follow that narrative and you follow that source of that narrative, right? But at some point, if it's not true to you, you're gonna fall. So to sit with yourself and everything that you do, the source for truth should be yourself. How does this sit with me? How is this? Am I living an authentic life? And that may be too big and too much for people, but I really think it's about going back to yourself and being intuitive as to what works for you, what feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, you shouldn't be going down that road. And you shouldn't be looking for sources to what's the word to verify that.
Right. Beautiful. Well, this has been a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I think we opened the door for 20 other conversations.
Oh, absolutely. I think basically this is the first show.
All right. Well, we'll be back around, so stay tuned.
Thanks, Brooke. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us on Holistic Wisdom. Help us grow this community by subscribing and leaving a review. Your support helps others discover these rich conversations. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and keep connected.